You might remember on the programme earlier this year, we spoke to two women who had been stalked separately by two men over a period of months. Una Ring and Eve McDowell spoke to us about their terrifying experiences and how they thought they were going to die. Their stalkers were each jailed for 7 years, with the final 2 years suspended. The two women began a campaign to have the law changed, to have stalking made a standalone criminal offence. At the moment, it falls under harassment legislation. Well, Una Ring is with us again this morning, because later today in the Seanad, new legislation from Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers will be introduced for debate. Una, good morning. You're welcome again to the programme. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Una, what is in this new legislation?
Well, it's to make stalking a standalone crime. At the moment, there's no law against stalking. I suppose it does fall under the harassment umbrella of the non-fatal offences against the Person Act, but it's actually not. There is no crime against stalking at the moment in the country. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it a standalone crime, so that, I suppose, first and foremost, that victims will have better protection, that the guards will have more power to enforce it, and that it'll be a deterrent for people of that mindset, you know.
And the jail sentence, that would have a maximum of what in terms of imprisonment?
Well, it would be a maximum of 10 years. But, like, I suppose the biggest issue we have at the moment is that, like, 10 years is not 10 years. 10 years is, you know, 5, 4, 3, you know. So, yeah, like, it would have a maximum sentence of 10 years. But, like, I suppose the main thing is, I suppose it's not even about the sentence, it's about making it a standalone crime, so that there is a law against it in the country, you know.
And why is that so important? I mean, and obviously your experience was horrific, as was Eve's, as was so many other people who have been victims of stalking. It's not harassment in your view. It's that simple, is it?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, I suppose the way I feel about it is, like, I was being harassed when he was messaging me and texting me and ringing me. But, like, once he came creeping around my house in the middle of the night and spraying my car, my house, like, when you have the guards sitting outside your home between 12 midnight and 5 a.m., like, night after night, like, that does go beyond harassment. Like, they're waiting for a stalker. They're not waiting for somebody who's harassing somebody, they're waiting for somebody who's stalking somebody, you know, in my mind. And when you have to see your letterbox and get petty report in, like, that's way beyond harassment.
Exactly. It's that added element of really dangerous violence and the threat of violence.
Exactly, yeah.
Does Senator Chambers, does she have the support of all government parties to get this legislation through, do we know?
I don't know. I know she has a huge amount of support. I know the Minister for Justice isn't in favour of changing the legislation and making this a standalone crime, because they did review the harassment law not too long ago, and they increased the jail time to 10 years. But, like, the way we feel is, like, it's still a law against harassment as opposed to stalking, and, like, stalking is a way more sinister crime, you know.
But are you hopeful that this legislation is at least being introduced to the Oireachtas at this point, or are you worried that it will fall?
Well, no, I mean, we're I suppose cautiously optimistic. Like, it's very, very badly needed. I mean, even, like, the likes of Scotland and England, they made their law back in, I think, 2012, and they had a huge influx of reporting after it was made a standalone crime, you know. So it is badly, badly needed.
Your stalker will get out in a few years' time, 2024. Do you expect to be told exactly when he gets out before it happens?
Yeah, there's a new system with the prison service where you can opt in to be notified like any time he will leave the prison, like for be it a medical appointment, a legal appointment, anything, I will be notified if he's out, even if it's just for a day. But no, I will be told when he's actually being released. I will be told.
Like, and Una, do you think you'll be able to live your life without constantly fearing him?
No, I won't. I definitely won't. I mean, I'm even though he's in prison now, like, I'm still anxious about him getting out. Even though it's not for another, like, 2 years, 3 years, it still plays on my mind. And I know he feels the same about her stalker. But, like, we're worried already about them getting out, even though it's a few years off. You just can't help it. You do, your mind does go to that place, you know, like, what will happen when, you know, and, like, I know I will be absolutely petrified when he is left out. And, you know, nobody can reassure you that he's not going to come back. Like, yeah. People can say it, oh, look, he won't, but, like, then nobody thought that he was going to come to my house with the crowbar and the rope and the duct tape. Like, so nobody can give you that reassurance because nobody actually knows.
But I presume that there will be very severe restrictions on him going anywhere near you.
Well, like, he's banned from all contact for life with me or my family, either directly or indirectly. But that's not going to, that's a piece of paper. That won't stop him physically from coming near me if he so feels the need to. You know, nothing's going to stop him driving down from wherever he's going to be living then at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, there's no physical restraint. It's on paper, but, I mean, we've seen how that works out for some people, you know, who have restraining orders against people. And, you know, it is just a piece of paper.
Yeah. Una, we wish you well. Thank you again for joining us and talking about it on the programme with us this morning. Una Ring.